As we approach the end of the year, we've been asking people for their best of 2012 lists. Let's turn to some books you may have missed. You should think about giving them a listen. We're talking about audiobooks. Robin Witten reviews them. She's editor and founder of Audiophile magazine, and she brought in some favorites. Robin Witten, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
Well, let's get right to one of the books on your list, and it's called Toothiana by William Joyce. Is that right?
Yes, it is. What a great name.
Yeah,
really.
I like it. Let's give a listen.
Petter and Fogg, feeling wild and industrious, catapulted themselves to the hollow of a tall tree, where they had erected a hideout devoted to solving ancient mysteries, such as, why was there such a thing as bedtime, and what could they do to eliminate it forever?
sounds like this might be a good book for listening on a family road trip. What's the story here?
This is fantastic. Well, Toothiana is one of William Joyce's books that's in the Guardians of Childhood series. And he has the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, and St. Nicholas, who all become superheroes through these various books.
Uh-huh.
And they are the guardians of childhood and of dreams in particular, good dreams.
What qualities really make it clear that a book is perfect for audio?
Well, oftentimes episodic stories and mysteries, mostly in fiction, it's easier to see how audiobooks and the audio medium work.
And Robin, when you do have a sample of nonfiction on your list, it's a book called The Art of Power. It's about Thomas Jefferson. Let's give a listen to that.
At age 10, Thomas was sent into the woods alone with a gun. The assignment, the expectation, was that he was to come home with evidence that he could survive on his own in the wild. The test did not begin well. He killed nothing, had nothing to show for himself. The woods were forbidding. Everything around the boy, the trees and the thickets and the rocks and the river, was frightening and frustrating. He refused to give up or give in. He soldiered on until his luck finally changed. Finding a wild turkey caught in a pen, the family story went, he tied it with his garter to a tree, shot it, and carried it home in triumph.
it really is. It's nonfiction, but it's almost told in a kind of fiction-style way. You kind of get into the scene and feel, like you're imagining yourself there.
Right, and I think that the author, wanted us to do that. And so, some readers do that naturally. And you can be that involved as you see the words on the page. But in audio, the narrator helps place you there in the woods.
One question I have, some of these audiobooks, they bring in celebrities to do the reading. Like Colin Firth is reading The End of the Affair, a book by Graham Greene. How do you think that?
Yes.
Is it a good idea to have a famous voice?
Well, I think that what is quite exciting about that is for a lot of people who've never really considered or been interested in an audiobook, they think, oh, I love Colin Firth. I love his voice.
From the screen, yeah.
From the screen. And so they may try something, and they also may not really know who Graham Greene is or ever encountered this book, but they're attracted to it. So they're going to give it a try. And, Colin Firth's voice is beautiful, and he has a really special way of, being inside this story, which is actually a personal favorite of his.
I said, Henry, you're almost a stranger. And saw his eyes light up, as though we were old friends. Bendrix, he said, with affection. And yet the world would have said he had the reasons for hate, not me.
And he brings across some of the interesting intimacy that the audiobook medium is really known for, because the book is so intimate and it's in your head as if he's telling just you.
Well, Robin Witten, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you, David. It was great.
Robin Witten of Audiophile magazine with some recommendations for books to listen to.
And on this final day of 2012, let's listen to the names of some of the people who bring you Morning Edition every day, starting with our directors, Lindsay Toddy and Esma Khalid. Our program is edited by Chuck Holmes, Renita Jablonski, and David McGuffin, and produced by Nicole Beemster-Bohr and Nishant Dahiya.
Our engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley, and the technical director is Kurt Stoniker.
Our senior supervising editors are Kitty Isley and Shannon Rhodes. The editorial staff includes Rena Advani, Shanita Anderson, Ann Hawk, Anita Huslin, Jordana Hochman, Maeve McGoran, Arnie Seipel, Jessica Smith, Martha Wexler, and Kenya Young, with Nina Gregory and Arzu Rezvani at NPR West.
Our senior producers are Cindy Carpian, Barry Gordimer, and Jim Wildman. Senior supervising producers are Cara Tallo and Tracy Wall. The production staff includes Oliver Dearden, Caitlin Dickerson, Nick Fountain, Lindsay Garrison, Jess Gittner, Travis Larchuk, Kevin Leahy, Lauren McGaughey, Steve Monroe, Vince Pearson, Leah Scarpelli, Selena Simmons-Duffin, and Rachel Ward, with Sasha Woodruff out at NPR West.
Well said. Let's add some more. Audio engineers include Stacey Abbott, Brian Jarbo, Zachary Coleman, Chris Whitfield, Dennis Nielsen, Greg Gavin, Nathan Bark, Renee Pringle, Tom Marquito, Gerald Tennant, Michael Cullen, Arthur Halliday Laurent, Ted Mebane, Neil T. Vault, Cal Southworth, Melissa Marquis, William Plummer, Burke Hahn, and Sean Phillips, with Marcia Caldwell, Theo Mondel, Patrick Murray, and Leo DeLagula at NPR West.
The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonnell. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, and it was arranged by Jim Pugh.
And let me say a final time that Morning Edition's executive producer is Madalika Sicca. She's moving to an even bigger job as NPR's executive editor, also putting out a book. So she steps away from the management of this program.
Madalika arrived at NPR in 2006, and whether they know it or not, listeners to this program have shared in her passions and obsessions, from crime novels to urban growth,
to race in America, to international news,
to 24, Homeland, and celebrity chef Nigella Lawson.
Now, if that sounds like an eclectic list, that is the point. It is a big and varied world, and she worked to reflect it all.
And whatever didn't fit into one day's program, she would push to include it the next day.
And tomorrow's program goes on with the same spirit. We say goodbye with this music, honoring the woman who's the not-so-hidden hand behind NPR's extensive team coverage of all things James Bond. The name is Sicca. Madalika Sicca. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.